Man, I'm telling you, being older, I so miss having summer break.
Like, oh, hell yeah. Oh, like, hell yeah.
When you just knew, I don't got to do shit, and you could just meet up with your friends, or if you stay in the house and play games, or whatever the case may be, but you didn't have to do anything. We need real summer breaks for adults, man. We need something, because this is just getting ridiculous.
So, like, the thing that's funny is, now that you say the summer break thing, like, I think back of when I had my knee surgery that I was, like, out for a month, and it was, like, when I first like did it or leading up to it, I was like, man, this is gonna suck. Like, I'm gonna have the surgery. I'm like, shit, but I'm gonna get to play video games like all I want for a month. Yo, day three, since I was like limited to my mobility, I had to stay indoors. Yo, day three, I was like, I need to get the fuck outside. Like, I'm gonna die in here. I told my wife, I'm like, I don't give a shit if we have to, like, if I have to hobble my ass just outside my door a little bit. I'm like, I need to get outside of this house.
Outside? I'm ashamed of you. You call yourself a gamer?
I will say this, though. In I don't know if you want to call it an accomplishment end or, like, a badge of shame, but I did get a fucking character from level 1 to 100 or 110 in about a week. So, in World of Warcraft.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, it's sad now. So, basically, what you're saying is that the only way that adults get any type of, like, summer break is either if we're injured or, I guess, jail?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And if you're in jail, you're not going to get a break because you're going to be in jail.
Yeah, they'll break that ass. Back with a new show deep in the basement. Professionalism turned off, screw the ad placement. Skip comedy trolling, plate full of dough. People get offended, you don't get the show. And welcome to another You Don't Get the Show. I'm J.A. He's Randy. What's up?
What's up, yeah?
Oh, man. So, summer is fast approaching. It's going to be a lot more gaming going on, a lot more playing. And I want to talk about a topic that has been bouncing all over the place because it just started with contention, you know, Battle of the Sexes. And with all the types of controversies and what people call social justice warriors and stuff like that, there's always this debate about gamer girls, like on Twitch and stuff, like separating the real from the fake. And I have this article that I read, and it was pretty interesting talking about misconceptions of girl gamers. But I just want to get your opinion, like, what do you consider, like, what's your definition of a gamer girl?
So, this is funny in my, like, thing of, you know, what's a gamer girl, what's not a gamer girl, and this and that. And it's funny because I've subscribed to a Twitch Fails video compilation on YouTube. And it's hilarious because they'll show, like, everything. Like, they'll show people messing up here and that, and they'll show gamer guys, gamer girls. But it's hilarious when you can see, like, a true gamer girl versus the streamer girl that they have. So it's hilarious because even my wife, that she'll sit there and watch me watch the videos, and, like, she'll look up and she'll look, and she's like, oh, that girl's just, she's not a gamer. And it's because, like, you'll sit there and you'll see the stream, and a real gamer girl will have 95% of the stream, the game, and then just like every other streamer, their, you know, their little thing in the bottom right hand corner, right, and their reactions and stuff like that. No, you get to the streamer girl and it's 95% of the girl and this little tiny ass picture of the game that they're playing, you know. And it's funny as hell because in one of the fail videos that I laughed at, there was this one dude that he was just like, I don't know if it was like he wasn't getting people subscribing or what, and he's like, you know what, that's it. He's like, I'm gonna start doing like some of these streamer girls too. So he takes his shirt and he's like, that's it, I'm gonna do this, and he like pins it down, like he takes his shirt and then like literally does one of these, like flips it over and pulls it down, And then he's like, all right, that's it. I'm going to start doing this. Okay, let's see who's subscribed now. All right, I'm going to put your name on the board. And then, like, literally does one of these, just like they do. And I started laughing hysterically because I'm like, holy Christ, like, that's exactly what you see of the streamer girl. But it's one of those things, like, we've had the discussions, like you said, the SJW whole thing of, like, the men versus the women and the gaming and blah, 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 blah. And we've had that side of, like, we're gamers. It doesn't matter who we are, what we are. Like, our God is gaming. It doesn't matter, you know? And it's interesting where when you sit there and you look at a gaming girl, quote unquote, is it is a girl who likes the game. That's it, plain and simple. Doesn't matter who she is or what she looks like or whatever. And it's like sad where you have, you know, there's people that take advantage of their looks or whatever, like you say, just to sit there and like take advantage of people. Like they know, like the streamer girls, they're gonna take advantage of, like, hey, I got the looks and this and that. I'm gonna sit there and use this to get money from guys.
And they know that because, you know, with guys, you know, that's why we're in little 10% box. Nobody wants to see us. That's why I got even lower the box on our show. I think our ratings go up when the box is smaller. But, you know, you bring a girl on, look, even if she's not trying to do any of the show boobs and all that kind of thing, guys are going to just watch. As we've seen with our clickbait segment, they fall for it. So it's not, can't put that all on the women that they're so addicted whenever they see a female on screen that's, you know, good looking.
And it's funny because, like, the old stereotype of, like, oh, if they're, like, a true gamer girl, they're not good looking. I'm like, you know what? Take case in point, the freaking that group of girl gamers, the Frag Dolls.
Yeah.
They're all good looking, and they can freaking kick the crap out of people, let me tell you. I remember when I worked for GameStop that we went to one of the managers' conference. And one of the Call of Duties was coming out. They had the pro Frag Dolls team playing Call of Duty against all these other managers, and they were kicking the snot out of everybody there. Like, it was insane how good they were. Like, it was like, fuck. Like, it was one of those, like, you were on this level, these girls were here. Like, they would, you'd round the corner dead. You know, like, they were vicious, and they didn't hold anything back neither.
Well, that's funny because, like, the first thing in this list of five was, you know, the misconceptions is that girl gamers are horrible at video games. And they talk about how that maybe that was true in the past because games – look, it's just true. Games start out with guys playing it. And actually older guys, which is something that you wouldn't think. Most of the time back, especially like in the 70s and stuff, it was people in college and older – that were playing these games at first. It was really not until like the 80s that you started to see more young people play it, basically because you had to go to these arcades and you'd walk into an arcade and it's like a bunch of 30, 40-year-old dudes and you're like, you know what? I don't know if I want to bring my kid into a potential catch a predator situation yet. But, I mean, the thing is that as more girls started to play games, it's just like anything else. You start to get better. If you went back then and you put, like, let's say a teenager – up against one of these 30, 40-year-olds that was playing Ms. Pac-Man, they'd get their ass kicked because teenagers at that time weren't playing games in the 70s. Now it's the same thing when you got into the 90s and stuff like that, when girl gamers, you really saw more of them coming onto the scene, where it was like, okay, guys now from all ages have been playing games more, girls are starting to play. So basically what they're trying to say in this article that it was a matter of just time. And as time went on and more girls got interested in playing, there really isn't any difference. It's not like being a girl itself is going to make you worse at gaming or anything like that. So, which I agree with. I say that makes total sense.
No, yeah, and it's the thing is, if you look at it, like, you know, there's been a big, like, upswing, like you say, of girl gamers, and it's because if you look at it, like, now us as adults and all that, like, we're the kids that grew up on the Nintendo and all that stuff, and everybody's been playing it since way back when, like, you know, and that's a big thing is it took off with the Nintendo and then it just kept getting more and more popular. Of course, there were kids that you were going to have both guys and girls that, like, hey, they liked, you know, sitting and playing Nintendo, and then there were other kids that liked playing sports or whatever. Like, it's just the same thing as you're going to see in any sport. Like, look at the NBA. You're going to have the male NBA. You have the women, you know, the women's NBA. They're professional players. It doesn't matter that they're, you know, one's male, one's female. Like, you still have, you know, athletes in the same thing. And the crazy thing is, like, when you're looking at it, is more and more you're seeing, like, esports teams come out, and they're, like, you're starting to see more and more gamers in total. Doesn't matter who they are, just come out in general.
Yeah, and what people got to remember also, it's also what is put on, like, society-wise. I mean, growing up, like, if you grew up in the 80s or something, you were basically told, oh, you're going to be playing G.I. Joes and Transformers. And if you're a girl, you're going to be playing, like, Rainbow Bright, My Little Pony, Care Bears, things like that. And
it was almost She-Ra. Remember that?
It was like, if you're not doing that, something's wrong. If you went to school and you're a girl and you don't have one of those girl toys, other girls are attacking you, much less the boys. And the same thing. Growing up, it's like you didn't have Transformers or whatever. It's like people are like, "What? How could you possibly not have that?" And with gaming, it just had to get to the point where anyone could play. I mean, just the same way gamers have felt this idea of being like ostracized or attacked for liking gaming, how do you think it was on women's side? But as more and more it's normal, you're going to get more and more women, which is a good thing. I seem to think, though, whenever you see comments, though, there's a lot of butt-hurt guys that get their ass beat. Look, there was times where I got my ass kicked by my sister playing Street Fighter. She's mashing buttons. And it's like, you got to take that shit like a man. Don't cry
about it. That's a tactic, baby. That's a tactic. Don't diss on the button mash, man.
Nah, man. You got skills with that shit.
Just start grabbing grab the fucking controller. Just and shit happens. You don't know what you did.
Dude,
how'd you win?
Worse.
I don't know.
You're just getting your ass kicked. You're trying to do all these combos you've been practicing for weeks, and then you're getting your ass beat by someone just mashing buttons. You're just like, what the fuck is this shit? I mean, it does hurt your manhood, people, but you know, you gotta buck up, man. Be a man and take it. And the same thing, like when you're playing against people, when you're playing against women, that may happen, you know. Especially some of these people out there, like in League of Legends or something, think that they're shit. And then they go up against someone who's using tactics, and they are not really using tactics. They might have picked whatever flavor of the week that was overpowered. And then they get their ass kicked, and now they're mad. And it's like, come on.
That was like a friend of mine that he, when we were in our League of Legends phase and all that, like he was noticing, he was looking through Twitch streamers and different, like, you know, a lot of the pro players, they stream and all that. And he was just going through it. He sorted the channels by popularity. And it was like, you know, oh, a good amount of like pro players. And then he was like, there's this one stream that he was like, that doesn't sound like a pro gamer or anything like that. I've never heard of this person. Clicks on it. And it was a girl streamer who, oh yeah, I've been playing forever, blah, 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 blah. But of course it was the, you know, 95%. Or it was actually, she did have it like mostly game, but her thing was like a big chunk in the corner. And it was hilarious because low cut shirt type of a thing. And she was playing Sona. And my friend's brother played Sona. Like, and he was a legit, like, really, really good Sona player. And he's watching her play in league play, and he's like, how the fuck is this chick fucking gold ranked, about to go up to like platinum or whatever it is above gold? And he's watching her play, and it is literally her with friends of hers that are pro, like League of Legends players, and they're literally just carrying her to victories. And it was so funny, and he's like, he's watching her play, and he's like, oh my god, she's playing her so horribly. Like, she wasn't using any tactics or anything. She was just going around, just staying with the guy. He was keeping her alive. She was just making sure she was keeping him healed. And you would see, like, they'd go to engage. She wouldn't use her ult to, like, help them engage. She wouldn't use her ult to help them disengage. Like, it was hilarious. He's like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing ever. And he's like, I need to find myself for it. It was so funny because he was struggling to get out of silver. And he's like, I need to find four people that I can have carry me at least up into gold, and then I can go on my own and this and that. But I have seen, like you say, like especially with League of Legends, man, that is a very, very, like, tactical game, even Dota. And there are some girl gamers out there that, like, I've seen them on stream. And I look at it and go, holy Christ, like, you see how they, like, plot how they're going to do everything, how they're going to go, which paths they take. And it's like, you look at it and it's like, Jesus, like, these people have studied and played and gotten good. And it's like, it's not just, like, it's because of anything. Like, they put the time into learning the game itself, you know?
Yeah, and that was number two. Number two was, the misconception was, girl gamers are only gaming to get boys' attention. And, I mean, here's the thing about that. You got to kind of break that up into a couple of things, because in the article they talk about the difference between someone using whatever they can to make money in the streams and then someone who's just there because they like it and they happen to be a girl. And then also, what kind of attention? Like, is it to get boys' attention because they're trying, they like trying to like them? Because here's the thing, man. I've been on streams, I've been on shows, and whenever you see, it's crazy. Like, some of you guys out there, I mean, I don't know how y'all get laid the way y'all talk. I know that y'all behind a keyboard and you're all anonymous, but man, I've been on some of these streams where they do interviews and they'll bring on a female and just what people start typing. It's just insane. It's like, I mean, it's Donald Trump level. Grab him by the snatch, man. You know, it's like, what the hell are you guys saying? I mean, and it's immediately, as soon as this person shows up on the screen, they go crazy. So, I mean, it's like with our clickbait segment, man. We put a picture up there, and we're talking about stuff. Bam! All these people start clicking on it. And it's so crazy, because you got to think about it. Like, I use this logic. I'm like, man, with how much you can find, like, adult movies and stuff, pictures, you can find anything, but man, I guess these people are insatiable, or maybe they're looking for a certain type that they're going to seek out any type of girl. And in this case, what are you going to do? Like, how do you separate someone who knows that's the keys to making money on their Twitch or YouTube stream, and then someone who maybe is just playing and they happen to look good? Because you know what? There's good-looking girl gamers out there.
Yeah, no, it's that's the thing that like I said, is they're the girls that are the streamer girls that they're like, all right, I got my looks going for me and all that, and they'll play, you know, and they enjoy playing, but they're like, I'm going to use my looks to get as much money as possible, you know, and you see it all the time. Like, you know, people drop mad amounts of money to these streamer girls, and it's like insane. Like, when you look at it, and it's like, there was one that I can't even remember what the hell her name was, but she was sitting there and she had, like, already her computer that she was using was, like, a couple years old. And she's like, all right, like, coming up this, like, weekend, I'm going to do, like, a stream. I want to see if I can, you know, eventually in the next week or 2 weeks make enough money to buy a new PC. So her goal was $5,000. And she's like, if I could break this up over two weeks or whatever, or 3 weeks, like, she's already landed on. Dude, as shit you not, she made the $5,000 in the first weekend. Not even weekend. And when you looked at that stream, like the weekend, she literally like was wearing these like the smallest little tank top she could wear. And she looked like she was trying to smuggle two twins across the border. Like, let's just put it that way. And I was like, Jesus. I'm like sitting there looking and you're watching all these like donations come in and come in and come in and come in. And it's like, are you effing kidding me, dude?
I want to get to the mind of these guys, because it's the same thing with, look, if you go to an auto show or things like that, they put the pretty girls up there because it's been proven. They've done the data and they're like, people are more willing to buy or at least walk over and look at something if there's a pretty girl next to it. Mm-hmm. And the same thing applies. I mean, even the strip club. I remember when I call it like the strip club season. It was like when a bunch of my friends are either getting married or they just want to go to strip club for the hell of it. I personally hate strip clubs. One of the reasons is because I'm a cheap bastard. I don't feel like spending money on a girl that I have has no interest.
Old fart.
hey, I know that was when I was just 21 too. Look, you go into these places. You know what? I'm kind of like the reverse creep. I'm the kind of guy who will start talking to the stripper, but like meaningful shit. Like I'm almost an interviewer. I swear I asked one of them. I'm like, how many guys fall in love with you on a daily basis? And she's like, a lot. And what happens is these guys really start to believe that they're dancing, them motioning them to come over and all that stuff equates like the real life attraction. And it's not. It's part of the show. It's part of the game. She's there. It's a job. She's trying to get some money. And that's okay. That's the environment and the business model. And the same thing goes for like some of these Twitch streamers. Yes, some of them are there blatantly showing their goods, doing whatever. And look, if you're the kind of guy that for whatever reason, you think I'm going to donate 20, 30, 40, 100 bucks like you're financing Bernie Sanders campaign, that's on your own. That's your own dime, dude. Because another thing this article said is, look, these girls are not doing it for you. They don't want to sleep with you. They don't want to date you. But if you want to go ahead and donate your allowance to them, be my guest.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the thing. Is like you said, it's they're going to sit there and do whatever they do to make that money, you know? And, like, if you sit there and you look at it, like, this girl made over $5,000 in 48 hours. Like, that's what some people make in a month. She did it in 48 hours. And it was just like, that is insane. And then, like, it was crazy as hell because she ordered this, like, crazy PC, of course. And then she's like, oh, da, da, da. And, like, bro, you would just see the damn just donations coming in and coming in and coming in. And it's funny because, like, you look at it and you can look at some of, like, the top streamers, Twitch streamers that are sponsored and all that stuff. And a lot of them are guys, but you sit there and you look at it and like these guys have been doing this for years, you know, to build up these, you know, the amount of followers and all that they have. And like some of these like streamer girls, like literally been doing it for like a quarter of the time that they have. And they have just as many followers, you know, making just as many donations and stuff. And like you said, it's this whole like, oh, I'm getting like the stripper thing, you know?
So my question to you, Randy, is this. Do you think, okay, let's say that there's a gamer stream and the girl is maybe not super blatant, like completely showing off, but she has clothes on. She knows what she's doing. And yet, when you see her gameplay, she's good. For just you, I can't speak for the gamers out there. Maybe you guys want to put comments and say what you think about this. But is that okay? Like, do you think, all right, if you have the skills, you can wear low cut, whatever you want. I mean, obviously, you can do whatever you want. No one's telling you what to do. But I'm just saying, if we're going to play the judgmental game, is it okay if they're good at what they're doing?
So here's the thing. If you sit there and you actually watch when the streamer girls play, like they're pretty decent at the games that they play. You know, they're not like pro gamer level or anything like that, but they're playing it and they're okay at it. And that's the crazy thing is that it comes into that, like, when I see that judgmental of it is that is this person streaming the gameplay because they really enjoy the gameplay and they want to, like, show off the gameplay? Or are they doing it more to, like, hey, I'm going to put this eye candy out in front of the screen? And that's where that big difference between do they put the game in the bigger part of the screen or the smaller part of the screen, you know?
What's higher, the gameplay or my boobs?
Right. So like, what was it? What was this thing? There was one that I saw and it was in a fail video and it was hilarious because you could tell like the guy that did this fail video put this as because it was the thumbnail of the video, but you could tell the sequence that it was going on. Like he literally like just clipped this just to have it as clickbait. And it's this gamer, the streamer girl that she's sitting on like she's kneeled down on a beanbag, sitting like this, holding her controller, kind of like doing one of these. She's wearing this like kind of like tank top, and you can tell she's not wearing a bra. Okay? But she's sitting there, and then like she's playing as D.Va, she's attacking, and she's getting the crap out of her, and all of a sudden she starts like, ooh, and like starts shaking, and literally she's just like shake, 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 and you can see like her people are freaking sitting there doing this, and like she's oh, no, 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 and then like gets killed, and she's like, God damn it.
And the donation's like,
exactly. And I'm like sitting there going like, oh, that's just blatant right there. Like that is obvious. Like she just did that because she knew. But it was so, like, you looked at it, and it's like, okay, we know what you're doing. It's all right. you know, but it's like crazy because there have been lots of people that have sat there and they said like, oh, I thought Twitch switched a bunch of their like rules and regulations and shit. And they were supposed to be cracking down on these like streamer girls that were just like using it primarily as a like, hey, I'm just going to be the eye candy and blah, blah, blah. I mean, granted, you will see a lot less of those girls that literally would do everything but play games on or do some sort of activity, because you can find just about anything on Twitch streaming nowadays. Like I've seen people stream like cooking on it. I've seen people stream like one that was pretty interesting is there's a guy that has a channel that he's a blacksmith and he actually like has cameras out where his forge is and he like makes knives and swords and all these weird things and all that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's super cool. So, like, you can pretty much find anything on freaking Twitch streaming, but it's like, I think they're really cracking down on you're literally just sitting there and almost doing like a live stream talk show, not really doing anything, any type of streaming of any type of activity. They're just there to be the eye candy to just lure money in, you know, with the clickbait.
They got put in work one way or another, either with your gameplay or with your looks. Now, it's funny because number three on the list was gamer girls are tomboys. And my number one question is, what's wrong with a tomboy?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I think that this also goes back to like back in the day, because when you had more women playing sports, they usually looked at them as the tomboy. And I remember old ass show that you probably could find on Hulu or Netflix, with Mrs. Garrett, Facts of Life. And they had like the different girls on there. You know, they had the heavyset girl, they had the black girl, they had like the rich debutante, then they had the tomboy. And it was like kind of funny because they almost had like the different cycles, the types, character types of girls. So in this part of the article, they're talking about how basically, you know, yeah, you can have tomboys because some of these people, that's just how their nature are, you know? But you also have plenty of people, professional gamers and just casual gamers, who are, I guess what you'd say, your traditional girly girl. I don't know. These are like old labels, and we're trying to, I guess, break away from the labels. Yeah. But, I mean, whatever. Tomboy, girly girl, if you want to game and you can game, it doesn't really matter, right?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they have like a picture of a professional gamer here that I'm not going to butcher her name, because it looks like Seo Jai Su, but I'm certain.
Yeah, something like Seo Jai Su.
I think that's what it is. But yeah, I mean, okay. And number four is girl gamers are devoid of a social life. And man, the picture.
That picture is hilarious.
I mean, you guys see it.
I love the little thought bubble of the "this is a gamer girl." It's like, I'll shower when Hyrule is mine.
Yeah. Look, guys. Because I've seen where this meme comes from, and I've seen where they attack, like, the quote-unquote unattractive girls, and I'm like, guys, really?
Hey, let me tell you.
Put stones in your fucking glass basement?
Let me tell you. If there is one thing, and you and I can both attest to this, is the whole I will shower when Hyrule is mine. Let me tell you, we've been at red eyes that have lasted 3 days. And let me tell you, we had to draw a rule of the you must make sure that you don't stink. And I remember when Ed threw that rule out there. He's like, all right, y'all need to at least shower before you come here.
You got to wash that ass, dog.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget. Like, I didn't even remember who it was, but I remember it was like everybody lingered away from that one corner because they were like, yo, somebody needs to say something.
Yeah, you know it's bad because, I mean, honestly, yes, you should shower every day, sometimes multiple times a day, especially if you're in the hot, sweaty Miami weather down here. But even if so, we're in an air-conditioned environment. If you were clean, your clothes were clean, you took a bath, even into day two, you're not going to be foul. Yes, you need a shower, you should take one, you should change your drawers, but you ain't foul. Some of these people, by nighttime, we started maybe 10 a.m., by the nighttime, they're foul. It's like, bro, something's wrong. You need to get a doctor about that shit.
You're like, you need to go hit up a CVS and buy some Axe body spray or something.
I remember, man, I'm telling you, man, you know how I was working at Nexon, right, the gaming company. One of the funniest things in the world, I've never seen this before. I've worked in a lot of offices throughout my lifetime, and I've seen people talk about, mostly it's sexual harassment. That's usually what they're trying to push home. But man, at this meeting, they were like, listen, guys, it's getting into the summer months. I just want you guys to know that it's really important to take showers. This is the director of HR saying this shit at a meeting. And I mean, look, the entire company pretty much was gamers. I mean, I think even the executive was a gamer. I think he was a MapleStory like original when it first came out. But just the idea of having a meeting like that, and you're talking about making sure you wash your ass at the meeting, I was like, yeah, I'm working for a gaming company.
Yep. It's Red Eye Part 2.
Yeah, and the second part about this, about the social life, look, no gamer should be attacking another gamer about social life. I mean, honestly, I don't really even understand the whole social life stuff. Look, if you're the kind of person that never socializes, you don't go out, all you do is play a game, then that's something that you have to look into. But at least by now, the idea of if you play video games or you're a quote-unquote gamer that you don't socialize, that's not true. You just may not socialize the way other people do. Like, for instance, Randy and I talking about Red Eye. We not only went out to this LAN party, and yes, you're playing games, but you're there with 20, 30, 40, 60 people that you're actually talking with. We went to dinners, movies, premieres, events, you know, cons, things like that, and we're always talking on the phone. Really, what's the difference between that and someone who's going out and hanging at a bar or a ball game or something like that? It's all social. So, I mean, maybe back in the day, like I said, when you really were just in your basement playing because you had your Commodore 64 or whatever. Nowadays, that social stuff doesn't really stand up unless you're just on the fringes.
God, I remember, what was it that we used to go to during the Red Eyes to eat? That's like one big group, that buffet place.
It
was a King Buffet that we'd scare the shit out of them as soon as we'd walk in the door because they'd see like 20, 25 of us walking all at once.
I'd scare the shit out of them when I was much bigger. I was a bigger guy. It's funny because I wouldn't even be the one eating the most. But, you know, they see me and they're like, we going out of business.
They look at you and they're like, ah, shit. And let alone it was, I forgot who it was, who was it that used to always eat the shit? He would out-eat everybody. Freaking skinny motherfucker.
I know Jonathan, he used to eat like crazy, man.
I think it was Jonathan. Jonathan was fucking skinny as hell, and they'd look at you like, oh, they start sweating. They'd see you, Jonathan's over here making six plates and walking back to the table and shit, and you're struggling your second one.
We went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place, and the guy's like looking at me like, oh, my God, I'm going to go out of business. And Jonathan's the one that orders so much food, they bring it on two trays. And it's funny because the lady instinctively walked up to my ass, you know, like she's going to hand it to me. And you write down your initials. So she says the initials, and I'm like, I point to him, and she's like doing like a triple take, like, what? No, that can't be. Did he order for you? I'm like, no, bitch. It's like, that's his shit. I got like a nice, normal plate of sushi. He's the one out there with a damn boat.
I remember the one thing I'll never forget was going to Braddock, and one of the linemen from the football team, big old dude. Like, let's just put it to you this way. All right, I think he was the center, and his nickname was House. Just to give you an idea how big this dude was. He was the one that got kicked out of an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet because literally, like, they had gone and they started eating, and he was, like, going and going, and, like, this dude can eat. Like, this was the guy that they used to go to a specific Checkers. And he would order five of the Checkers hamburgers, and he would take the meat from four of them and put them into one bun and then eat the whole thing.
Holy shit.
And when they saw him doing this, they were like, yeah, we'll just make it for you like that. So they nicknamed it the House Burger. He went, and after going a couple of rounds, he's like, man, I'm fucking tired of getting up and going to the buffet. I shit you not. This is like the story that he went up to the buffet, grabbed a plate, fucking scooped out a bit of rice, sat the plate down next to the thing, grabbed his chair and pulled it up and started eating straight out of the big tray.
Holy shit.
And the fucking manager came over and kicked the whole fucking football team out of the fucking restaurant.
Look, there's a limit, Dan. When you pull up to the buffet bumper.
Well, that was the thing. This is like towards the end of the night and shit. And they're like, you could tell they were like getting to that point where they were like, all right, we got to like get ready to close up and shit. He was like, fuck. They were like sitting there going, how the fuck can we get out of here without paying? And he's just like, I got this. Literally went up and put the thing, sat it down, pulled his chair up and just started eating. And the manager came up and was like, I'm sorry, you guys are going to have to go. Just like, booted his ass out. And that was when they locked the doors and they were done for the night. And I was like, holy Christ.
Oh, my God.
But I remember, yeah, every time we go to that King Buffet or the barbecue place, man, they'd see us come walking in this big ass group of people. And they're like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. oh, man, our last one is real girl gamers are practically non-existent. And I love this picture with the dog.
Yeah, on the internet, no one knows you're a dog.
Basically, it talks about the idea of people making up characters and saying that they're a girl. And I think – I really don't know if that's a big thing anymore. I know it used to be back in the day, especially in MMORPGs. Look, I won't lie to you. I did that shit. I had a cleric named Clara.
Yeah, I remember and, that shit. You can get shit for free all the time. I remember that.
Yeah, and the people – it was bad. People would call me on – I mean, I was a priest too, a cleric. So that helped. But also just being a female too. Because, I mean, in at least early EverQuest, most of the people playing female tunes were actually female. And so you didn't see many. It's not like nowadays you log on to WoW and it's like 50-50 or, you know, something like that. And, yeah, person was like, oh, here, have some leather gear. Here's some bronze. Here's a mace. And I'm just like, look, I admit, I played along. I didn't do crazy. I've heard some stories of people doing cyber and all that stuff to get loot. I didn't go that far. I'm not, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis. But, you know, it's like, hey, I played the role.
I think, as a matter of fact, that one of the red eyes were when we had internet that you logged in. And I remember I was like, well, look at watching you guys play over your shoulder. Like, they were just dudes running up to you and just giving you shit. And I was like, what the fuck? And you were like, yeah, shit happens all the time. They think I'm a chick.
They're playing tribute. And they're paying tribute.
It was hilarious. And I'm like, God damn, really? And you were like, yeah, it happens all the time.
Today, you still see that. And, you know, I play various games. You know, I like to play a lot of MOBAs. So I'll play, like, Heroes of the Storm, you know, Overwatch, League of Legends, you know, even StarCraft. And every once in a while, someone will have a name or something that really looks like it's a girl's name. And then all of a sudden, oh, why are you using that name? And then the person will be like, why? What's wrong with it? Oh, it's a girl's name. And the person's like, I'm a girl. And everyone's like, no, you're not. And it's like this big conversation. I remember one time I was playing League of Legends. It was such a conversation of people trying to make this girl prove that she was actually female that they're like losing the match because it was the other team more because she was on our team. And the other team's like, no, what's your Facebook profile and things like that. It's like, Jesus Christ, guys.
They were stalking her ass, yeah.
It's like, look, it's going to be harder, but they're out there.
That's what I crack up at is with like now the game that I've been like playing like crazy has been the PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Like, if you look at my character when I log in, you'd laugh your ass off. I'm a freaking tall Chinese woman with red hair. And, like, I just go in the games. And, like, the other nights that we were playing, me and Roger, I'm standing there and you know, it has to push the thought crap and you do this guy, look at this stupid bitch running around. And I didn't want to say anything. I'm like, this is fucking hilarious right here. He's like, come on guys, let's shoot this bitch. She's fucking stupid. She shouldn't be playing this game. I'm like, yep, you keep thinking that, buddy.
Most of the time I end up making female characters because my whole thinking was if I'm looking at a character, I'd rather look at a female. And I like the idea of a female kicking your ass. So it's like, it's cool for me. I don't got no problem with it.
That was a funny thing that my wife, she's like, why the hell when you play an MMO, you always make a female character? I'm like, if I'm going to be looking at a character, I want to look at a woman. I don't want to look at a guy the whole time. I'm like, besides, there's nothing better than seeing some, like, woman just whipping the shit out of something.
Especially, like, in World of Warcraft, when I'd be in the battlegrounds or the arena and you have, like, a female warrior or something and she just beam the living crap out of you. And it's just like, yeah, that's right.
God, that's like, I think one of my favorite games to create a female character in was The Secret World, and like, because they made the female characters in that game look like badasses, boy. Like, you just see them just come out and just like take the elemental and just fucking rip shit apart, man. I was like, damn.
Yeah, and as far as just female gamers, look, if you ever have a question about that, look at the difference in cons. That's another thing. You know, being older, see the difference. I remember going to Fantasy Fest for EverQuest and seeing, and the ratio was pretty bad. Like, yeah, some guys would show up with their wives or their girlfriends, because you got to remember, back in the day with EverQuest, you actually did have a lot of older gamers playing EverQuest. It wasn't all kids. But still, the ratio was terrible, and most of the girls there did not play. You know, you had some key people that, you know, key women that were playing, but it just, at that time, it still wasn't that big for girl gamers yet. Mm-hmm. Go to a World of Warcraft. Later on, fast forward a couple of years, I'm going to the World of Warcraft conventions, and you see it's a good ratio. It's still dominated by men, but you see women there, and they play. They're not just there watching their boyfriends or husbands or whatever. They play the game. And the same thing with E3. You see the ratio just getting higher and higher. SuperCon here in Miami, you see higher and higher ratio. And if anything, you guys should be happy about that, because it's more potential for you to find a mate that shares your hobby. You know, I've seen where if two people like games, it's much better than having a girl that hates your hobby or barely puts up with it, hoping you grow out of that shit.
True. Yeah, I was about to say, not only the World of Warcraft, but even some of like the League of Legends, like convention stuff and game tournaments and stuff. Like, you look at the ratio and it's freaking like it's almost like 50-50 nowadays. And even like more so like nowadays with like the cosplayers, where it was a lot more guys that used to cosplay, and now it's like a 50-50 in the cosplaying department. Like, it's interesting to see just how like much the it swung around back the other way. You know, like you said, it used to be like a male dominated thing, where a lot of the females were like, oh yeah, it's my husband that plays, I'm just here, you know, we wanted to get away for a vacation, you know. And now it's like, you know, both the husband and the wife are freaking playing.
It's funny what happens, because there's been stories about, like, especially in World of Warcraft, where the guy gets tired and the girl's still having fun, and it's all of a sudden like, oh, you're still in the guild? Oh, you're still doing a raid? Well, come on, let's go do this. She's like, I got a raid. And then the guy's like, what have I created? It's like, you didn't create shit. That was in her the entire time.
True. But, honey, you gonna make dinner? I can't make dinner. I got a raid. Shit.
Yeah, you make dinner, motherfucker. I'm killing Nagathan or whatever the fuck. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of misconceptions out there. And look, guys, you got to chill on that. Because it's just like with people who attack pro gamers, or people who are like, oh, why are you doing these streams? It's like, look, there's going to be people taking advantage of everything. And if there's girls out there, embrace that shit, even if they whoop your ass. Because, you know, maybe one of those girls will actually be nice to you. Maybe you get yourself a date so you won't be so angry anymore. But, man, I do have a confession. I've realized, man, Uber Eats is destroying my life, man. Because back in the day, it was like, you already had delivery. And depending on where you are, some people may not have this big of a deal as others. But depending on where you are, you're always going to be able to find, like, chain pizza or something like that, Chinese food. But, man, Uber Eats has changed the game. And, man, I'll go on that website and I'll be like, ooh, tacos. Ooh, dim sum, sushi, all this stuff delivered to my house. I'm telling you, we are headed towards WALL-E, because between Uber Eats, freaking Hulu, freaking Netflix, whatever, Kodi, and video games, why do I gotta go anywhere?
Well, here's the thing that's funny. Now that you mentioned Uber Eats, my wife and I took an Uber the other night that the Uber driver was talking about, like, yeah, this Uber Eats thing is crazy here in Boston. And the biggest problem is a lot of places where these restaurants are, they don't have a dedicated parking lot. So, like, the Uber driver's like, yeah, I gotta either sit there and park in the middle of the street and hope I don't get a ticket while I run in to go grab the food. He's like, or I gotta sit there and drive around till I can find a parking spot and then go in, get the food, come back out, and then go. He was like, I've done the Uber Eats one time. He's like, that's all I needed. He was like, he had to park on the side of the street, run in, run out. He was like, after I did that, he's like, it wasn't worth me doing it anymore. He's like, whenever I see one of those Uber Eats, I'm like, nope. And he declines it. He's like, it's a pain in the ass in Boston here.
Yeah, it's sad when you're sitting in your house and you're thinking to yourself, okay, this weekend I need to go buy some groceries, and, you know, I want to do this and do that. And the next thing you know, you're ordering on Amazon for half your groceries, Amazon Fresh for the rest. And then you're ordering Uber Eats while you're watching an entire season of an old show on Netflix. And next thing you know, it's time to go back to work. And you're like, I actually got most of the stuff I needed to do done. and I still was sitting here on my ass, either watching games, watching TV, or playing games. And it's like, we're heading down that dark hole, dog, and I don't think there's an exit on the other side. Oh, man. So remember, guys, just stay cool with the misconceptions, because that's the same thing that happened to us. There's people that believe all kinds of shit that is not true about us. So that's the same thing with female gamers. So, you know, give them a break, man. They're one of us, you know, and the ones that are not, well, I guess just sit back and enjoy the show and keep clicking that donate button.
Yep.
But we'll be back with another show very soon. Until then, I'm J.A. and he's Randy. Peace out.
Peace.